we have already exposed the spirit of fear. It's rooted in the fear of death, and it will manifest, and we've shared this before, fear of rejection, fear of man, fear of failure. I heard someone use this acrostic. Fear is forgetting the greatness of God. E envisions the worst. A accepts defeat before the fight. And R rejects God's deliverance. One word from God can change everything, can change everything. Can change everything. I'm reading the book entitled Breakout, and I suggest you get it. The author is Joel Osteen. And this is what he says, and I'll read from the book today. He says, stay in faith. God has a shift coming. The shift is acceleration. The shift will take you where you could not have gone on your own. The shift is overcoming what a medical report said was impossible. The shift is seeing that wayward child change his mind and get back on the right course. The shift is having your best year when the circumstances say you should have a down year. The shift is seeing God not only provide, but to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. Your new attitude should be, God, I'm ready. I'm taking the limits off you. I am enlarging my vision. I may not see a way, but I know you have a way. I declare I'm coming into a shift. When God breathes in your direction, my friends, people change their mind. Closed doors suddenly open. And I want to add, this is the year of the open door. Faith, F-A-I-T-H. Faith is forward action in trusting Him. Are you trusting in Jesus today? I love the old hymn that says, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word. That's what trust is, taking Jesus at His word. And one word from God changes everything. There can come a shift into your life. Don't dig your heels in and say things are hopeless. There's a God who loves you, and He is the way maker for you today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Have a Jesus-filled day. God has not given us fear, but I tell you, victory is ours.